can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So head over there and enjoy those on us, and you can actually control the main page of the site. You can control the content that shows up there. You can vote on stuff that's already on the site. Vote it up, vote it down, whatever you like. You can also submit new things to the website so others can vote. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, and it changes over time as well. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com as we continue here with news from the not the Agitator, but Radley Balco does host the Agitator blog at Reason. This is just an article for Reason.com talking about a police officer, 34-year-old man, who had sex with two teenage girls, one 16, the other 17. Turns out that that wasn't the problem. Fully legal to have sex with those age of teenagers in the state of Indiana. But what was the problem, apparently, is that there were some photos involved. The teen girl at one point took photos of herself for her 34-year-old police boyfriend. And at one point there was a video taken, I guess, between the three of them or two of them or something like that. And he got caught. And now he's going to be spending the next 13 minimum years of his life, maybe 15, in a federal prison. And so we'll continue here. We'll give you some more details on that story. But first, your thoughts. Nick, listening in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
The last time this age of consent issue came up, I recall Frank from New York calling in with the suggestion that there should be an international age of consent. But I think the whole idea of an age of consent makes no sense, because the moral criterion for whether or not having sex with someone is wrong has more to do with cognitive development and maturity than chronological age.
Absolutely.
If there is going to be any legal criterion for determining whether or not a rape occurred, it should at least be based on some kind of measure of cognitive development rather than a year count. I mean, don't we have rules and tests for deciding whether or not someone is able to consent to something? I remember there was a story about that guy.
Are you suggesting that the government give a license for sex? I see that this. I hear this. The reason that I support an age of consent is because that the alternative is a murky, dangerous road. This idea,
the road of taking case by case basis and looking at the individuals
absolutely.
Involved.
If I meet a 25-year-old girl in a bar and then she turns out to be a dum-dum, and for whatever reason some judge decides, she's just not able to consent.
Well, there are some 25-year-olds that could be mentally handicapped or something, and people could take advantage of it.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Well,
now I'm a psychiatrist? At the very least, I can you know, demand to see somebody's driver's license. I'm not saying that this is the best alternative. I'm just saying that, you know, that this leaves the door open for all kinds of activist judges that have an axe to grind when it comes to extramarital sex, throwing guys in prison too. I mean, this is not a solution, people.
But the government laws are too mechanical. They're like programming rules. What's the purpose of judges, then?
I agree that judges have had a great deal of power taken out of their hands, but I don't trust them either. I don't trust the legislators. I don't trust the judges. As far as I'm concerned, a minimum age makes it easier. I don't like the ages that they've picked. In many states, it's 18. In some states, it's 16. I think that we all know that there are 15-year-olds out there having sex with each other, 14- and 15-year-olds having sex, 14- and 16-year-olds having sex. At what age are we willing to throw these people in jail? I think that they're, you know, if it was left up to me, I'd come up with a much different scale, and it would have to do with how old the one person is versus the other person and things like that. I find that this just age of consent that we have is a stricture, but I don't think that this whole let a judge to decide.
Who proposed that?
You did.
I did not propose
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I did not propose that.
That's the only
thing
for what you say.
The point is there needs to be a victim, and that means that either the person themselves who feels they've been victimized, or someone who is a caretaker for them, like their parents, most likely, or should step up and say, I feel there's a victim in this case. And then it should be easy to make that case if they are, in fact, very young.
Well, in this case that we read, the first one, this young lady who was in a high school student, 18 years old, has sex with her teacher, she feels like a victim.
I know, she can feel like it all she wants. I'm saying at the bare minimum, there needs to be a victim who comes forward and says there's a problem here. And I think, you know, that's, to me, is instead of just having these arbitrary lines.
Parents, you know, many times represent for their children, and in most cases, I mean, if we're using what is, you know, what occurs these days, the fact is parents are there obligated for their children's actions in many ways, and they represent their children in many ways, so representing them in this case isn't weird.
But
I say an age of consent needs to be an age of consent.
Well, my counter argument against that is that when you have like hard line rules, the problem with legislating something like that from the top down is that then the legislator has to think up every exception beforehand to prevent injustice, like in
sure.
this more
Agreed.
Recent case, or also the case of that of when PETA, they were videotaping animal cruelty to expose it, and then they got charged with that law that was made against making animal cruelty
videos. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Dale and Nick on this one. I mean, clearly, if somebody's been victimized, it should be pretty clear to whoever the arbitrators are in that case, whether it be, you know, the jury or some sort of future arbitration, you know, professional arbitration panel, it should be pretty clear if that person's been victimized or not.
It's never the case of whether it's clear. It's never the clear cases, my friend. It's the ones in the fringes. This case here of the high school teacher having sex with the 18-year-old student, it's not the norm.
What's clear to me, Mark, is that there are so many cases where people are convicted of things like statutory rape with somebody under the age of 18 or 16, where it was clearly a consensual act, and those people are going to jail, and that needs to stop, and the age of consent needs to be abolished.
I think there's this notion of an age of consent that's certainly kind of a standard. You know, most people, I think, we kind of have a notion of someone being, you know, obviously right now, age of consent tends to be around 16, and that doesn't seem like a terribly far cry from where it ought to be.
It was 14 in Canada up until just recently,
yeah.
And actually, interestingly, Canada had a drastically lower teen pregnancy rate than did the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in fact, that's the same as in Europe as well, where the age of consent is typically much lower than it is in the U.S. I think Spain.
But
also,
their drinking age is lower too, and they don't have the drinking problems that America has.
Absolutely, and America has a huge.
Kids learn how to drink in Europe. They drink with their parents at the dinner table and things like that.
America,
and they don't binge drink when they go to college.
That's absolutely true. And America has such a problem with teen pregnancy. Where I come from, they actually had a whole school for girls who are pregnant to go to. I mean, there's a real problem with that. Nick, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, all I'll say is that this is not the only, you know, murky area where it's not appropriate to have an arbitrary line. I mean, I'm sure there are cases where it becomes murky whether or not something as usually clear-cut as murder is being committed.
Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So what we're talking about is a 34-year-old cop and his teenage girlfriend's photos got him put in a jail cell, but the sex didn't. And that's what Radley Balco is talking about here at Reason.com, where the judge was not permitted to consider any mitigating factors. There was no evidence that the police officer abused his position to lure the two women into sex. His crime was producing, for his own use, explicit images of two physically mature women with whom he was having legal sex. Both women also could have legally married Reinhardt without their parents' consent, although it's unclear whether federal law would have permitted a prosecution of Reinhardt for photographing his own wife. So, again, to answer your question earlier.
I don't see that there's any exceptions for that. I can't imagine that they think of that.
He says it's unclear, so no, who knows? That doesn't mean they won't try you for it, right? Just even if it's legal, that doesn't mean you won't end up going to court and attempting to defend yourself on it and going to jail and then maybe appealing and winning years down the line. Mary Price, the general counsel for the criminal justice reform group Families Against Mandatory Minimum, says you can certainly conceive of acts producing actual child pornography, the kind that does real harm to children, for which a 15-year sentence would be appropriate, she said. But this is a single-factor trigger, so it gets applied in cases like this one, where the sentence doesn't really fit the culpability. Child pornography, in my opinion, is where you force children to do things, you know, on camera that they don't want to do.
That's what people imagine when they think of child pornography.
Not teenage girls. consensually choosing to take photos of themselves, offering for their boyfriend to take photos of themselves. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features there are free. So enjoy those on us. We've got stuff like the Shrine of Female Listeners there with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photos or video showing that they are a listener of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy was knows where you live, and he's stalking you at your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advance warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that the thieves were coming, and added LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer from the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that I use. It's LifeLock. Join me in protecting those you love and the things that you've worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. It's a 60-day bonus. All you have to do is call this number, 800-242-2693. Again, it's 800-242-2693. 800-242-2693.
All right, we continue here talking to Kevin, listening to WXNT in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I've been trying to get through for about three days. I wanted to get in when the governor was on, but I had three ideas as far as what we need to do immediately with the economy, and three of them are whether revenue streaming, et cetera. The first thing is, and if I can get my thoughts out and then you guys, you know, comment.
Then we'll beat you up. Go ahead.
We'll do our best.
Sure. The first would be we need to raise tariffs on goods coming into the country. And along with the fact that when you were talking about legalizing marijuana for the, you know, the prohibition doesn't work, but that's a revenue stream there we're getting killed on right now. And also the maritime industry is getting killed. They're only doing about 3% of the goods coming in the country. That should be around 30%. And the third item.
Wait, hold on. What was the second one? There was raised tariffs, and then what was the second one?
Well, raised tariffs, and then the maritime industry is just getting slammed. They're only doing 3% of the business.
But what's your proposal there? I mean, you're just making an observation. What's the proposal?
Well, it needs to be around 30% for the economy to really work and for it to be a fair trade-off. And what you would have to do is just, you know, basically the government or the industry has to say, look, if companies want to do business with us, we need to go get the product and bring it in here. But then the third item is something Obama can do, and that's at least the reserves. We need to get away from oil anyway. Let's start pumping all the oil we can, get rid of the reserves, and start and flood the market. And, you know, it's a speculation market anyway. We need to fight fire with fire and get the gas price down.
I'll take number three. I'm definitely for that. Number two, I still don't quite understand what you're proposing there.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
You need to build more ships. You need to have the maritime industry. We used to be at 30% of all goods coming into the country
who's
were brought
build
in
boats?
By our ships.
Who's going to build the boats?
We will.
Who's we?
We will build them here.
I've never built a boat before. I can't help you.
No, the ship
so who is we?
New York. That's how Steinbrenner made his money, was ships.
Well, wait a minute. So where do you want companies to build boats?
We want them to build them on the East Coast. Where
I want companies to build boats if they're going to make money building
boats.
Hold
on. Are you saying that there's nobody shipping things freight over the ocean now? Or are you saying that it's only 3% is American boats? I'm a little confused.
That's American maritime is only bringing in 3%. It's just a travesty.
So wait a minute. So let me see if I can understand what you're saying. You're saying that ships that are made in America or American companies are bringing in 3% of goods
only
to this country?
3% of the total worldwide business coming to the United States is coming in American.
Why do you think that is? Is it because they just can't compete for some reason? Why is that?
Unfair competition. Like Japan takes their tax dollars and subsidizes their vessels and undercuts our price. That's
now I understand.
All.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I know that it seems really unfair when other countries will subsidize a particular industry and then it hits them on the chin. You know, companies that have workers here in the United States. I don't think the solution to that is tax dollars. I think that the solution to that is allowing free people to compete freely. I understand it's going to be difficult for them, but I trust American innovation far more than I trust American politicians. You know, I mean, they've just shown time and time again that they'll screw this up. as far as tariffs go, tariffs were the way that the founding fathers saw to raise revenue for the federal government. I think that they have some legitimacy in that manner. That you know, this is what the people who wrote the rule books imagined things going like.
It's stealing, though, Mark.
However, essentially what that is saying, let's put taxes on other folks. It's the same as let's tax the rich people, let's tax the black people, let's tax the smokers, let's tax whomever. The taxation goes on people, the free people, free Americans, free people, citizens of other countries that wish to trade with each other. And let's say, oh, well, let's just tax them because it's not me. And the idea is that, somehow the business of an American is more legitimate than the business of somebody from, some other country. And when I'm doing business with somebody from, say, Quebec, which is much closer to me than somebody in San Diego, I don't see the difference there.
Well, the thing is, they're unfairly dealing with us. It's a way for us.
No, it's not they and us. Okay, it's not they and us. It is not they and us.
Chinese are killing us. Huh?
They are not killing us. They are providing us with nice, cheap plastic goods that you can buy at Walmart if you choose to. What you're saying is that I'm an American and I'm flying this flag. When I'll tell you what, those politicians don't care whether you're American or nothing. All they care about is the money that goes into their pockets. It's not about America versus other countries. It's about the politicians versus you. Every time they write these rules, they're going to figure out how to suck the money out of you because you're the one that they can go after.
But if only he could write the rules, Mark, and then everything would be right.
And we end up sharing all of these taxes. The tariff is still a tax on American people because it's still raising the prices of goods that they might like to buy. And so it's still a tax on them, and the idea is that it's going to somehow help us economically. But this never really works out. I would be open-minded to looking into what might be causing it harder for people to make ships, for businesses to make ships. Is it, what are they doing? What can we do to loosen it up so that new companies can start up and so the companies that are in existence can
build ships without.
Yeah, we can do things to make it easier for them to compete. Without, I'm all for that. I'm not for subsidizing them.
So yeah, now, Kevin, I think the basic message you're getting here is try freedom instead of trying to come up with new rules and how to control people and how to do this and that at some sort of national federal government level. How about just letting people live their lives as free people and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, but the thing is, when you do the tariffs, what that helps to do is it drives people from manufacturing products here in the United States instead of shipping it overseas.
Agreed, but the fact is the United States, the politicians that you're hoping will do this for you, in fact, drove the jobs out in the first place.
Yeah.
So you're really looking
for taxation.
You're looking for the wolves to solve the problems of us sheep.
And besides, it's not freedom anyway, Kevin. Tariffs, that's taxes, and that's extortion. And thank you for the call tonight. I should be able to do business with whoever I want, wherever they were born, wherever they live. It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. We've got news updates. You get signed up, keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. And get on the list there and sign up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings this model year. One of them is the LC9. It's a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact. It has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger has always, has always mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun that you must own. Made in America for you. Ruger.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. We'll get back into this issue here of the police officer having sex and taking photos with some teenage girls. Photos were what got him in trouble with the law, not the sex. So we can get back into that in a moment, but just a few more thoughts on Kevin's call from WXNT listening in Indy, talking about how he thought there were three things that should be done to really fix things. You got to raise tariffs, we got to fix the maritime industry, and pump up the oil reserves. And Mark, you said you agreed with the third one, and I think that in the absence of having a federal government, which would be nice, that's something I'd like to move toward, then that could be possible, right? Because it's the federal government, for the most part, that's kind of locking off those oil reserves and preventing people from drilling for new sources here in this country. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So getting rid of the federal government, that would solve the third one. Getting the government out of regulating business and allowing people to do business without having to beg government bureaucrats' permission to build a ship, for instance, without having to get some sort of governmental permit. would be a nice step towards solving his problem with the maritime industry. Whether that means people, whether ships can be built in America will mean people will continue to use American shipping services is another question. I think that as a company, as a business owner, I should be allowed to use whatever shipping service can provide me with the best service for the best price. I don't care if they're shipping out of Greece. I don't care if they're shipping out of Australia. I don't care if they're shipping out of Korea. Whoever's offering me the best freight services, that's who I want to go with.
Yeah, whether it's the best price or the best service or what it is that you want.
I want the regulations to be out of the way so we can actually see what the free marketplace right. will bring us in shipping. And if Japan wants to be subsidizing their shipping companies, okay, whatever. I mean, it doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to. That doesn't mean that I should be taxed or that there should be regulations on
that's
my
That's a problem
industry.
For their... For whoever they're taxed.
Right. It's
Absolutely.
An untenable situation, too, by the way. You know, I understand that in the short term, it can be an arduous thing on a particular industry. But in the long term, they just can't maintain it. The fact is, Americans can innovate significantly better than its politicians could legislate.
Right. And the final one, or the first one, was raise tariffs. And please, we don't need to be calling for more control, more taxes. That's not the direction that that anybody should be going in. It's certainly not going to solve any problems, and it'll only make things business more difficult to do here.
I think it. Well, I'm trying to remember who the author was who made a very good case for how any kind of tariff or tax on trade is always bad for consumers.
Absolutely,
like, whether it's in or out or internally.
Well, the idea is, the concept behind this is generally that, well, if we make these laws to encourage people to do business in America, it'll be better for our economy. But you're right, it's bad because that adding tariffs to products that come in from, say, China makes it worse for our economy because people want cheap products. They want to pay as little as possible right. for the
they
quality they're looking for.
More money left over to buy more things.
Correct.
The fact is, there are Americans employed in shipping those products. There are Americans employed in unloading those products. There are Americans
right.
employed in driving those products. And the suggestion that you want to put tariffs on those products and prevent them from coming in or, deter them from coming in just says that you don't care about those Americans' jobs.
That's right.
I understand manufacturing is important. The fact is that the United States government, all of its regulations that it places on manufacturing, have driven a big fat stake right through the heart of manufacturing. If you think that those same politicians that have done that are somehow going to make it rise from the grave, you're wrong.
Yeah, the only
you
way
you got to take the stake out of these people's hands.
Yeah, that's right. The only way that it will rise from the grave is if it is allowed to do so by deregulating and freeing that industry and not forcing these OSHA regulations down their throat or whatever other mandatory things that the who knows? I can't even imagine the amount of difficulty that one would have to open up a manufacturing company. I mean, it's crazy enough just try to get a radio station opened up, and that's pretty darn simple operation.
Even a small business these days, I mean, where you have almost no employees, you know, just a startup business, it's scary, you know.
Absolutely.
The filing requirements and the business licenses and, you know, I think someone needs to try to do it before they suggest any kind of adding any kind of regulations of
great
to
point.
Business.
Just so they'll know what it's like to be in their shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it was a politician in California, I believe, and I wish I could remember the name, but he was a politician in California, and he came out of politics and tried to go into business for himself, and he said the experience made him look back on his political career in such a different way that, you know, in terms of not having any idea how incredibly tedious and miserable it was.
Right. They're just trying to keep us safe, Dale. They're just trying to create a better country with all their little rules.
So, Reason.com, changing gears back to the discussion we've been having throughout the night about child pornography laws, in this case, teenage girls taking pictures of themselves for a police officer, 34-year-old police officer. He happened to be their boyfriend. They took pictures of themselves naked, doing whatever sexy things they were doing, and he got thrown in a federal prison cell because of this. Because of consensually taken photos by girls who were old enough to know how to operate the camera and old enough to know what they were doing, this man is going to jail for 15 years, federal medium security prison. In his sentencing statement, the judge in this case urged an executive clemency for Reinhardt, meaning the president would give him a pardon, basically. He points out that under federal law, Reinhardt received the same sentence.
You know, it seems so silly. This is the buck passing. This judge could have done whatever he wanted to. Now, I understand that the law, you know, makes it so he has to do whatever, whatever. But he could just go ahead and say, yeah, I'll
case dismissed.
Yeah, he could have done whatever he wanted to do on this, mm-hmm. and he didn't have the guts.
Nope.
He wants to find the guy guilty and then have the president pardon him.
Typical. He claims he had his hands tied. But you're absolutely right. Judges have incredible amounts of power. And this man could have very easily have said, case dismissed.
Yeah.
And it would have been
What's
done.
What's the punishment for a judge choosing not to sentence within the guidelines, or I think there's something more than guidelines, the mandatory sentencing guidelines?
Good question. What is the punishment?
There isn't one, I'm sure.
I bet you're right about that. Maybe get a verbal lashing or something like that. Anyway, in his sentencing statement, he urges the clemency. He says that the same sentence would have been given to someone who had hijacked an airplane, or a second-degree murderer would receive,
yeah.
or a bank robber to get Reinhardt's sentence. Yeah. Hamilton writes he would need to fire a gun, inflict serious bodily injury on a victim, physically restrain another victim, and get away with a stunning total of $2.5 million in order to eclipse or get the same level of sentence. You might also compare Reinhardt's punishment to the treatment of given former Elkhart, Indiana police officer William Lee. Lee, who had a history of inappropriately touching women while on the job, was recently fired for using the threat of an arrest warrant to coerce a woman into having sex with him, and he was never criminally charged. Hamilton is not the first federal judge to express frustration over federal child porn sentencing laws. In May of 2010, the New York Times profiled U.S. District Court Judge Jack Weinstein, who after 43 years on the bench has essentially gone rogue, throwing out convictions of a man convicted of receiving child pornography because of the 5-year mandatory minimum sentence attached to the offense. Weinstein has also indicated that in all future child porn cases, he will disregard the federal rules of criminal procedure and inform his juries of the sentences defendants will get if convicted. So there you go, Mark. There is an example of a federal judge who's basically thrown caution to the wind and saying, screw it, I'm going to do what is right in these cases.
You know, judges, they can get away with it. They can get away with it. And this judge just has no backbone.
That's
where
right.
He says, you know, the
Typical.
President should, my hands are tied, the president should pardon him. That's disgusting. I mean, he had the power in his hands if he wanted it.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this icky issue of child pornography or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. And we give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Go there and enjoy the site, and if you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then maybe you want to, I don't know, shop with us, for instance, like you can through shop.freetalklive.com, where you'll find affiliate links for Amazon, different countries' Amazon, actually. You go and click the right Amazon for you, and then start your shopping experience, and check out and feel good because a portion of your sale will go to Free Talk Live when you start your shopping at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the story from Reason.com about a 34-year-old cop going to jail for 15 years, 13 to 15 years in federal prison because he had pictures of his girlfriends who were ages 16 and 17 in Indiana.
It's legal.
It was fully legal for him to be having sex with those teenage girls, but not so much to have a photo of them, or in this case, more than one. And so in the they're talking about how these federal judges, some of them are maybe a little more, well, one of them at least, is a little more courageous than the rest. This judge in the case made the claim that his hands were tied by mandatory minimum sentences, but yet there's a different judge out there, U.S. District Court Judge Jack Weinstein, who, as Balco points out, has gone rogue and has thrown out twice convictions of a man convicted of receiving child porn because of the 5-year mandatory minimum sentence. So this guy might have had, like, real child porn with actual children in it instead of just teenage girls or whatever. He just threw out the sentence entirely, threw out the case entirely, because he couldn't see that it was right to sentence this guy to a mandatory minimum of 5 years. He said, this is wrong. I can't do this.
There are so many weird instances of this child porn, the way this child porn law is used. I've heard of instances where, you know, somebody's got porn on their computer. You know, it gets downloaded or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They download it or whatever. And they can't prove the age of the girl in the picture.
Right, they didn't get the records to prove that.
The cops say, this is a 16-year-old. And
because we say so.
Right. They've got no proof that it's, in fact, a 16-year-old. And, you know, when you're dealing with that on top of a whole bunch of other charges, what do you do?
So Reinhart was convicted, the cop in this case, of producing child pornography. But in cases where a suspect is charged with receiving child pornography, prosecutors need not even show intent. The mere presence of the images on the defendant's computer is enough to win a conviction. And each image can be a separate count, so the sentences can add up pretty quickly, according to, I guess this is one of the attorneys, And with a video, each frame can count as a separate image. So if you accidentally or unknowingly download a video that's later discovered on your computer, you could be looking at a really long sentence. In a 2010 survey by the U.S. Sentencing Commission, 71% of the 585 federal judges who responded thought that the 5-year mandatory minimum for receiving child pornography was too harsh. Just 2% thought it was too lenient. Only the mandatory minimum for crack cocaine, which has since been reduced, met with wider disapproval. So overall, these judges are even saying that this is too much. Stop this. But yet they continue to be to play their role in making these things happen.
Right. The legislators, they get to, I'm tough on crime. Yeah. You know, they get to blow that trumpet. And, you know, what they're tough on is your tax dollars.
We see this happen so often where members of the government will, like you said earlier, pass the buck, where they just... they won't take responsibility for their role in doing this, and they won't do anything to step outside of the lines that have been drawn for them. But as you say, Mark, what's the punishment for them if they do? This rogue judge hasn't been thrown off the bench yet. He's been promoted. So what's going to happen to them if they say, well, no more, I'm not going to participate in this mandatory minimum. I can waive the rules, and I'm going to waive the rules, and I'm going to say, you know, case dismissed on this nonsense. It could actually have been worse for Reinhardt, the cop. Under federal law, he could have faced up to 25 years in prison. In exchange for a guilty plea, prosecutors agreed to seek only the minimum sentence. Unfortunately for him, that plea agreement also prevents him from challenging his conviction or his sentence.
Yeah, well, you know, you scare the crap out of a guy, he's liable to take your plea. You know, I don't know. I mean, I understand why some people would not think that this is very, professional behavior for a law enforcement officer. I tend to feel the same way, but...
fire him. Okay, yep. Problem solved. His only hope for early release is executive clemency. Given the clemency records of the last two administrations, that doesn't seem likely. Reinhardt's case also illustrates the advantages of federalism. Traditionally, criminal law has been left to the states. Age of consent is in particular, is an issue that's best decided at the state or local level, where lawmakers can set boundaries that reflect local values. The 1984 federal law that Reinhardt was charged with breaking, which raised the federal age of consent for explicit images from 16 to 18, was passed under the authority of the Commerce Clause. Just curious, if a picture was taken of a 16-year-old before 1984, is that grandfathered in?
I don't know. It'd be silly if it was.
It was passed under the authority of the Commerce Clause. According to the prevailing interpretation of the clause, the federal government has a legitimate interest in regulating the interstate sale and distribution of child pornography to prevent the exploitation of children. But the women that Reinhardt photographed were not children. Under Indiana law, they were adults. And furthermore, he was not only was not a producer of actual child pornography, he was not even a consumer. His decision to photograph and upload to his computer photos and video of the two women had no effect whatsoever on the interstate market for child pornography. So his point being there that even by the Fed's own standards, his picture never crossed state lines.
Yeah,
took the pictures, he put them on his computer.
It didn't make any sense for me that this was a federal crime to begin with.
You could argue that it makes sense to have a higher age of consent for sexually explicit photos than for sexual activity, because photos can be preserved or distributed, and that means one bad decision can cause lasting harm, something a 16- or 17-year-old disoriented by love or passion may not be mature enough to consider. But as Hamilton, the judge, points out in his sentencing statement, there's no indication that Congress had this rationale in mind when it raised the age of consent in 1984. Instead, the congressional record indicates the reason for the change was that prosecutors usually aren't able to track down the women depicted in explicit photos to verify their ages. With a cutoff at 16, prosecutors were having problems winning convictions if the girls were depicted in the images showed any signs of puberty. Raising the age to 18, a House committee reported, would facilitate the prosecution of child pornography cases and raise the effective age of protection of children from these practices, probably not to 18 years of age, but perhaps to 16. And there's more here from Reason.com. In Reinhardt's case, however, there is no question about the age or identity of the victims. So why did the assistant U.S. attorney, who's won awards for his efforts to break up actual child pornography rings, decide to turn Reinhardt's questionable judgment into a federal felony? According to Stacy, Eric's sister, she said it seemed like it was all going to be sorted out locally. They had a deal worked out where they were going to charge Eric with some sort of misconduct, and he would do time in the local jail away from other inmates. Police officers don't tend to do very well in prison. But then the FBI got involved, and no one really knows why. I can only guess it was because Eric was a police officer when all this happened, and maybe they thought that's what, you know, that made what he did worse. But he had a good record, and they never put on any evidence that he had abused his position. Now, in this case, the assistant U.S. attorney didn't return Balco's call requesting comment, but the fact that a federal prosecutor would pursue a case like this demonstrates the problem of taking sentencing discretion away from judges. It's true that technically Reinhart violated federal law, but no reasonable person would call him a child pornographer, and it seems unlikely that Congress was thinking of people like him when they raised the federal age of consent for sexually explicit images. Putting him away for 15 years hardly feels like justice.
You know, as many articles as Radley Balco writes that some people would call anti-cop, seems to me he's rushing to the aid of this guy, and
because he didn't hurt anybody.
That's what it's all about. This is about principle, people. It's not about whether or not Radley Balco likes or dislikes police officers.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Do you think that it's okay what happened to this cop? That this 34-year-old man is going to jail for 15 years. He's going to be 50 years old when he gets out of jail.
Federal prison, right?
Yeah, federal, not even minimum security. He's in medium security prison. That this man would go to jail for having photos of his 17-year-old girlfriend or 16-year-old girlfriend. Do you really believe that that should be the case? Are you out there listening to this? 800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from you because I agree with Balco. Anybody reasonable looking at this case should clearly say, and the judge in this case saw it, is that this guy shouldn't be going to jail.
He still didn't have what it took to do something about it.
No, of course not. Like, courage. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. 800-259-9231. I mean, Dale, this is just outrageous, don't you think?
Yeah, of course.
So, is anything going to change anytime soon about this?
I would hope so. I think we went through a phase. This is a relatively recent phase where people have gotten like a little bit nuts over the top about child molestation issues. Like, there's a phase we've gone through, and hopefully it is a phase, and we're going to kind of snap out of it and come to a more reasonable approach to this.
Maybe you're right, because you're right. Now we've got the digital cameras out there that make circumstances like this all the more possible. These things used to be much more difficult to happen 30 years ago when cameras cost a lot more, and now you've got digital cameras. You can take as many pictures as you want. Kids have them in their cell phones. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.